Com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Hi, folks. This is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. If you're like the rest of us, you got junk all over the house. I want to help you get rid of some of that clutter around the house. You know you've been wanting to, but just haven't had the time, energy, or muscles to get it done. Well, you need to call the helpful people at Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. Pitch It and Forget It is a residential and commercial junk removal company. Their professional staff will come to your house at a scheduled time and remove the items no longer wanted, freeing up valuable space. Pitch and Forget It will remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. Pitch and Forget It will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100.
Hi, Terry Hall here. This Week in Real Estate's on every Sunday from 1 until 3. Some topics this week are getting your home ready for sale, new loan programs, emails, questions, concerns, negotiating a real estate contract, and what to do when you're underwater with your mortgage. This Week in Real Estate, the only place to get straight answers to questions or real estate concerns. Join me, Terry Hall, Sundays from 1 until 3. That's This Week in Real Estate, Sundays from 1 until 3, with me, Terry Hall, on the Big 550 KTRS. See you then.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break opinions on
the air. Why do I have an echo when I talk? What is that?
So join his partners.
Hello, there it's gone. Thank you.
There's no fun left on the air.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit.
Luscious melons
from it.
Oh, yeah.
Send up. We're about to get Pinions Playhouse on the air.
Colin and I, again, still today, are talking about that scene.
With Woody
Harrelson.
He
said it's almost breaking the internet about how everybody is
talking about her.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I can't remember the name of that show. It's Woody Harrelson.
True Detective.
True
I don't
Detective.
Even watch it, and I know that.
Oh, you'll watch this episode. No, I'm telling you.
It's like he said, told me, it's one of the three most beautiful actresses to go topless ever,
no,
I would think.
I couldn't believe what I was looking at. I mean, I've seen other movies where somebody takes their top off, but this woman is just...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we saw him.
Too good to believe. Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Hey!
Oh, man, they are tremendous.
I may watch that episode about 60 more times. Thanks. Just that scene in that episode.
I forgot her name. Hold on, I gotta find
it. True Detectives, Woody Harrelson. It's a horrible
show. Colin just yelled, Alexandra Daddario.
Yeah, you know what? It's a horrible show. He may like it. It's just slow. It's too slow.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, but, man,
thank goodness,
man,
that scene was slow.
I'm glad I stayed with it long enough to see that. Yeah, take your time. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the January 22nd edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Thompson Price. We'll talk more about them after I introduce some people to you. The control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And with costs going up, you need to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay raises, and Mark and Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also fine, Dan.
I never knew that.
What?
I don't think that's true. No, Ratton, we're talking about the Wizard of Oz. It's 75 years old this year, and he's giving me some trivial little facts that I don't think he knows what he's talking about. That the yellow brick road, the whole brick road, was made out of what?
Cheese.
No, it wasn't. No,
jeez.
It was not. I don't know where you heard that. No, he's obsessed with that. How about Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? If you do watch it again, another thing to watch for, they say that now that we have the ability to pause and back up with DVR, DVDs and whatever, that you can actually see now when you watch it and you slow it down, when the witch, you know, withers, I'm melting,
yeah.
You can see a trap door. She goes down. Now, when you watch it straight through the first time, you're so caught up, you don't get to pick out little things. But now we can do that. And they say you can actually see her go down the trap door. So I need to watch it again to pick out all this stuff. We're brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home, 17 years ago, roughly, pretty close. They redid our kitchen. When we bought our house, it was only 3 years old. And I liked it. And it was in the woods, and it was private, and nobody would bother you, and you could pee outside and all that stuff. But we never were crazy about how dark it was. It was built when, 30 years ago, when lots of people used lots of dark walnut wood. It was depressing. It was hard to see because you needed a lot more light to light the place up. So we thought, we'll start with the kitchen. When we redo the kitchen, we want it light. We want, you know, blonde cabinets, and we want a light countertop. So we did. And it really kind of prompted us years later, over time, to repaint and redo other rooms to brighten them up, because here we had this great kitchen that was much more modern looking than the rest of the house. So the kitchen kind of sets the tone. But who's going to do that kitchen? Who's going to remodel that kitchen? You got your choice of, I don't know what, 25, 30 kitchen places probably, at least there are, that are kitchen and bath remodeling places. They all talk a good game, and some of them have a very nice showroom. Like anything else, it comes down to who are you dealing with? Who are you working with? Cars, dentistry, doesn't matter. Who are you working with? I would like for you to at least talk to the people at Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. I think you're going to like what you hear. Better yet, you're going to like what you see when they're finished. And you're going to see that it's exactly what they said they would deliver. They don't work cheap, but they're not overpriced. And what I mean by that is, if you're price shopping, you can always find somebody less expensive. You can find somebody more expensive than Thompson Price. What you want is your money's worth. You want to be glad you spent every dollar you spent and look at it for years and years and years and go, this was money well spent. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home. The home part of it is a lot of people redoing their entertainment room where they have their TV, because they had big old shelves to house those big monster televisions. We don't have those anymore. So they really are good when it comes to the cabinetry part of all that. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. I looked at the St. Louis STL Today, the Post-Dispatch site. And now they may have changed it in the last 3 hours or so. But when I looked at it earlier today, a couple of things jumped out at me. One article in particular that said that Kevin Eubanks is coming to the Lumiere Place Casino.
All right.
Woo-hoo! March 15th, two shows, 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock.
Come now, on, man.
Yeah. Come on, Jay. Come on, man. Now, Kevin Eubanks, I never understood how that guy gave up the gig with The Tonight Show to just sort of go into obscurity. Have you ever heard of him since then?
No.
Have you seen him in any show?
Or being praised for his musical ability.
No.
I mean,
no, he's not Herbie Hancock or something. But maybe he's a great guitar player. And maybe he'll come out at Lumiere and go, come on, Jay. Maybe he'll do his lines, his famous lines from The Tonight Show, like, oh, man. But when I saw it, Kevin Johnson, it's Kevin Johnson's little entertainment blurb, and here's what it says. It says, guitarist Kevin Eubanks, formerly of The Tonight Show, is at Lumiere Place Casino with a concert on March 15th. Showtimes are 7 and 9 p.m. She'll perform at the Lumiere Theater.
She'll? Wow.
I printed it out right from the site. She'll perform. Now, you know that Kevin Eubanks has to be one of those I-don't-get-no-respect guys, because nobody really cares after he left The Tonight Show. If he sees this, maybe he had a sex change. Maybe the joke's on us. Maybe we don't know that Kevin Eubanks is a she, because it says she'll perform at the Lumiere Theater. Let's see how long it takes him to change that. I'll bet you, if they're not listening now, they'll get word in mere moments, and that'll be changed. She'll perform at the Lumiere Theater. Would you go see Kevin Eubank? Here, it's $25 to $35. Tickets are pretty reasonable, but
I don't think he,
has he ever
you
had
could pay me $30 and I wouldn't go.
No. No, me either. I don't. The only thing I know about him was he left The Tonight Show, and he was on The Tonight Show, and now he's not on The Tonight Show. But I never hear, he's never a guest, like on Dancing with the Stars tonight, special guitarist, even like sitting in on the Saturday Night Live or something, nothing. I forgot the guy existed till I saw this. I went, oh yeah, Kevin Eubanks, I remember him. Just a couple of real quick things to close out the whole Wizard of Oz thing. Bert Lahr, Dan, I know that you you do The Cowardly Lion, and you do them well. 100 degrees in the studio for 5 months, long days, 6 days a week. His lion costume weighed 90 pounds.
I know.
And the hair was actual lion's hair.
Wow.
That was the real lion's skin.
Oh,
the
good
real
thing PETA wasn't around back then.
Boy, see? It was different then. You
I
could
think
do
someone
stuff.
Just bought that.
No, I remember that.
Yeah, we've too. Heard it. Was been up
it was an auction.
Yeah.
I remember that. In 1989, to mark the 50th anniversary, which would have been 89, a company made a pair of real ruby slippers. The rubies were real rubies. They were $3 million.
Oh,
I don't know where those are. Louis B. Mayer. One of the reasons he wanted to get this thing into production and get it out to the theaters was he wanted to one-up and do one better than Disney had done. And 2 years earlier in 37, Disney had released Walt Disney's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And it was a huge hit. So he thinks, we got to do something bigger than that. And he did, I think. Although Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs still holds up today, and it's still sold, and kids still watch it. L. Frank Baum, who wrote the book Wizard of Oz, took $75,000 for the rights to the book. Boy, does that sound cheap. But back then, that was a whole lot of money. And that's pretty much... Oh, one other little thing I thought was interesting. Ray Bolger, Burt Lahr, and Jack Haley. Those were the names of the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, and the Lion. They had to eat in their dressing rooms. They wore these costumes all day because the MGM cafeteria... I think a lot of actors and workers and grips and producers and their families were there, and it scared the crap out of kids. They didn't know about the movie. The movie hadn't been released. So they tried to go to the cafeteria, and it scared some people so badly. They had to eat for 5 weeks in their dressing room. I could see that.
Yeah.
If that lion character and the Tin Man saying they said that, who's the guy who was the Tin Man? Jack Haley.
Jack Haley, yeah.
They said that his costume was so stiff that when he would take a break during the shoot of The Wizard of Oz, they had a board set up for him to lean against. He couldn't sit down. Although they said, again, when you watch it now, look closely in some scenes, and you'll see that the pants aren't metal. They're silver material, and you can see some wrinkles.
You're right. They are. When you think about it, when he bends his knee, you can tell.
But you know what? For not having the things they have to work with today,
they did some
great stuff. There's a terrific article Peon gave me from a guy. He's a columnist for the L.A. Times. His name is David Lazarus, and he's written a great column about telemarketers. And the reason I enjoyed this so much is I have done some of this very stuff with telemarketers. I actually enjoy when telemarketers call me, because I make their lives miserable. But listen to what he's gathered some stories of how people have handled telemarketers. And he says that this guy in Texas told him that when they call, he lets them talk. And we're in your neighborhood and we're working on whatever they're selling, siding, carpeting, whatever. And he lets them get all the way to the point where he goes, well, yeah, I'm interested. And they go, well, we need your credit card. Just to solidify this, let's have your credit card. So he makes up a credit card number. It's not even his credit card. And, of course, they can't confirm it. It doesn't go through. So he gives it to them again. He gives them some more bogus numbers. And then he says, you know what? I don't know what the problem is. I've got another credit card. I don't have it on me. Can you call me back tomorrow night? He makes them call back, and he just keeps dunsing around with them. A guy in Glendale, California, and I love this one, he says that what he'll do is when the telemarketers call, he will he'll leave the room. Like, he'll say, hang on, I'm really interested in this. I need to get a pen and paper. And he'll leave and put the phone down and just leave them. He says his record is just over 20 minutes before they hang up. His goal is 30 minutes. He wants to make somebody wait 30 minutes. And then he'll get a pen and paper, and he'll go, okay, sorry, I got it. And then when they ask for a card, he'll go, hang on. He got to get my wallet. He'll do it again. And he'll just put the phone down and just be gone for 15, 20 minutes. I think it's great. I apparently, there is no ironclad no-call thing, because I still get this crap.
Yeah.
I get it at home.
What a joke that is. Didn't the government set that up?
Yeah, I guess it works for the most part. But obviously, there's some people who are able to get around it. My best one, I told this before, it was where we live now, and it was a siding. A local company, St. Louis company, you might even know the name, I'm not going to tell you. But they start that, we're working in your neighborhood. I don't even live in the neighborhood, that's impossible. But it was siding, and I'm not kidding, my wife was sitting in there, she was so upset, she just kept saying, hang up, and I wouldn't do it, and I said, siding. I said, wow, I said, this is unbelievable that you called us tonight. And the person on the phone said, what do you mean? I said, you know how sometimes you think things are just meant to be? I said, my wife and I were sitting here tonight. Just before the phone rang, I said to her, we have got to get some siding on this house. And then you called, meant to be. And, of course, the person on the phone is going, giddy. They're giddy. And I said, we're in. I said, this is a sign. And I said, but I have to ask you, and you have to have the right answer or we can't go forward. Do you have off-white or almond-colored siding? Well, of course they do. All siding comes in almond or off-white. And she said, yes, we do. And I said, well, let's get this started. So she starts taking information from me. And how big is your house? And I made it a monster. I said, it's a 7,000-square-foot house, and it's all siding, all the way around. And she said, okay. And we go on and on and on. And she said, we can have somebody call on you tomorrow. And I said, no, that'll be too late. And this is like 7, 8 o'clock at night. I said, I'm so excited. I want to do it tonight. I want to put the siding on tonight. Now, this is after 15, 20 minutes of her telling me colors and pricing and square footage and how the I said, tonight. She says, we can't do it tonight. I said, why not? I said, get some of those big lights like they work along the highway at night. Get some big lights and put them on. And get out here and put the siding up tonight. I said, you get out here tonight and put it up. We got a deal. And she got so frustrated. She said, we can be there first thing in the morning. I said, no, I'll go to sleep and wake up, and I won't be hot for this anymore. I said, I'm real impulsive. Got to do it right now. And, boy, she was so frustrated with me. It was so much fun. Or somebody will call, and they're I'll pretend that somebody just passed away like an hour ago in my house, and I can't talk. I'm all broken up, and the timing is bad. You can have a blast with him if you have the time to do it. The thing is, it is a waste of time.
Did you see he was on the phone?
Yeah, I did. He's got his own show, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Well, let's put him on anyway. It's the only time anybody really gets a chance to hear him. They don't listen to his show. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only John Carney.
Oh, I never get told.
So, what's your telemarketing story?
You know, it's frightening that we actually have something in common.
No, I have fun with these people. I love it.
Oh, I do too. It's like comedy gold when they call. I had a guy call a few months ago. I've actually done this a few times. And like you, I want the colors. I want the sizes. Is it made in America? Are they union workers? And give them 15, 20 minutes of that, and they're ready to close the sale. And I said, this sounds great. I'll tell you what. Let me call the landlord and see if he wants to do that with the building.
Oh, beautiful. You're not even the decision maker.
That's beautiful. Awesome.
I had a carpet. They were selling carpet. We're in your area, and we're putting in carpet. We got a special deal on carpet. And I let them go on and on. And then I said, we don't have any carpet. And then the lady says, well, we also clean area rugs and hardwood floors. I said, we don't have any hardwood. We don't have any area rugs. She says, we do tile and linoleum. And she goes to the whole thing. I said, don't have any tile. And she said, what kind of floor do you have? I said, we don't have a floor. I said, we're earthists. I said, it's a cult of people. Our floor is dirt. It's packed, compacted dirt. And she just hung up. But I just, she went through, like you said, carpets, colors, and different fibers, and stain resistant, the whole thing. And I let her do all that, and I went, we don't need carpet.
Was good enough for Lincoln.
It was good enough for Lincoln. So how's your show going?
Oh, right in the toilet, Frank.
He's honest.
Let's be honest. I'm not going to lie to you. I give it another week, maybe two.
All right. Well, folks, you want to be sure to listen this next week because it could be the last week. Everybody, listen this week just in case. Just in case. Thank you,
also,
John.
If you get a chance, check out a guy named Tom Mabe. He's got some stuff on the internet. He's put out some CDs, and he's made a living out of getting revenge on these telemarketers. And one of his CDs, he got wind of a telemarketing convention in Florida.
Beautiful.
So he went and he checked into the hotel, set up his equipment with the phone, and at 4 o'clock in the morning started calling the telemarketers in their room.
Oh, that's that is great. That's great. All right, John, take it easy.
AM and the PM.
Thank you. You heard it. AM and the PM. We didn't make him say that either. If you go to England, do not put your ear down to the railway tracks. This teenager from Pakistan, it's not a joke, moved to England and was electrocuted. Apparently in Pakistan, and I'm not making this up, the people there regularly put their ear to the railroad tracks to hear the vibration so they'll know if the train is getting near.
Yeah, their trains run on coal and steam.
And diesel.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
this kid does it in England. They're electric tracks. Just fried him. Electrocuted. Dead. They've got video. There's a surveillance camera that shows him leaning down and just, they say there's a puff of smoke comes out of his head. And that, so if you go to England, don't lie down and listen to the tracks. That's our advice. Ladies, get in here, please.
He had an unfortunate name, too.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah. What was it?
Oh, I think his last name was Butt.
Butt?
Hang on here. I got the story.
His last name was Butt?
Yeah. Crenwell Butt.
Yeah.
Electrocuted while listening to the railway track to see if his delayed train was coming.
Yeah.
Crenwell Butt. Yeah.
Crenwell.
Yeah, that's the weird name right there. Crenwell.
I got an email request from Linda for it. Just said the slingshot joke, and that's all I need to know. I know exactly what it is, Linda. Young man who's a problem, kind of a delinquent, troublemaker. Got a bad habit of taking a slingshot and shooting the windows out of schools and offices and homes, breaking a bunch of windows. And they can't seem to stop him. So finally, they throw him into like a juvenile detention, like a kid prison, till he can, clean up his act. And he's in there for about a year. And he's up for parole, a chance to go out and make things right. So they call him in before the parole board. And they said, now, Ernie, you know why you were put in here? He said, yeah, I know. He said, it's our job to determine whether or not you're ready to go back out into public life and that you can behave yourself. If we let you out, what will you do? He said, well, I know exactly what I'll do. As soon as I get out of here, I'm going to go home and get my slingshot and come back here and bust all the windows out of this place. Yeah. Well, obviously, they said, well, you're not ready. Take him back to his cell. 2 years go by. They bring him in. Sit him down, says, well, Ernie, you've been in here 3 years. You're 3 years of your life. I don't know how many more you want to spend here, but you have an opportunity now to let us know that you're ready to go back into society. You know why you were put in here. If we let you go, what would you do? He said, well, I think I'd like to get a job. Well, now they're having a little conference. They're huddling, going, oh, this sounds good. Sounds great. Sounds like he's on the right track. Go ahead, Ernie. He said, I'd like to get a job, and I'd like to make enough money that I could buy the best slingshot made and go to each of your homes and bust all the windows out of your home. Okay, that's it. That's it, Ernie. Back into the cell. Now he's been in 6 years. They bring him up again. He's, again, another chance for parole. Ernie, you know why you're in here. You know why we've kept you in here. You have yet another opportunity to be released. If we let you go, what will you do with your life? What will you do with your time? He said, I know exactly what I'll do. I'd like to get a job. Now, they've heard this before. And I'd like to buy a car. I'm 20 years old now. I've never driven a car. I'd like to get a driver's license and get a car. Now, they're thinking, okay, wait a minute here. Maybe this kid finally sees the light. They said, go ahead, Ernie. What else? He says, if I get a car, I think I could get a girlfriend. You know, I'm 20. I've never had a date, never kissed a girl. I get a job, I get a car. I could get a girlfriend. So far, this sounds so normal. Like, now he's a normal kid. Go ahead, Ernie. He said, and if I get a girlfriend, I'd like to take her parking. I've heard some of the guys in here talking about parking. It sounds pretty hot. And I'd like to take her parking. They said, go on, Ernie. You take her parking, then what? He said, well, I've dreamed about this. I've thought about it. I think what I would do is park the car in a nice, dark, secluded place. I would kiss on this girl a lot. And then I would try to get some fields. And then I would hopefully be able to take her bra off. Now, some of the women on the panel are a little embarrassed, but he's talking like a normal 20-year-old man. They said, oh, okay, Ernie, go on. He says, and then once I get her bra off, I would like to cut off the straps, make a slingshot, and come bust the windows out of this place.
Meet me. All right, we're going to get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, if you're traveling on southbound 170, you're going to hit the brakes right at Olive. It's going to be slow all the way down through Highway 40. Eastbound 40 now is slowing Timberlake Manor through Mason. You're a little bit heavy again from 170 through Big Bend. Southbound 270, stop-and-go traffic from south of Page down to about Ladue, and then just some slow pockets down through Doherty Ferry. On westbound 40, the usual slowdowns now, Kings Highway through McCausland. We're heavy all the way from Lindbergh through Mason, and just a bit slow approaching the Boone Bridge. On westbound 44, that earlier accident that has been cleared near 270, that's really causing slow traffic from Arsenal through Lindbergh, and then from that point, a little bit slow. It's open, and then you're slow from Roth through Bowles. On eastbound 270, you still have stop-and-go traffic from McDonald through New Florissant, and westbound 70, slow past the airport, a little heavy the Earth City Expressway through 94. This traffic report brought to you by Preparation H. Hemorrhoids? Try Preparation H. Relief with the power of two. First, fast-acting Preparation H medicated wipes, then longer-lasting maximum strength cream. At Walmart, use as directed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 until 6. Hi, I'm Martin Kilcoin.
And I'm Randy Naughton.
Inviting you to join us for the Martin Kilcoin Show at 10 a.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
I'm just calling to let you know what a great experience I had.
You really got us to a better place.
I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. People all over St. Louis are taking advantage of our low interest rates and great customer service. Home values are rising, and with rates still so low, the time to refinance is right now.
You know, after you told me how much money I could save every month, I thought, well, that's almost a car payment.
Don't be left behind. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants. Pay off those high interest rate credit cards and save hundreds, even thousands of dollars.
In St. Louis, call 314-878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. Call now, 314-878-9999.
With rates and APRs in the threes, make the call today. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage.
Get you to a better place. NMLS 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
When you need the same helpful advice you get from your neighbor, you need to visit your locally owned Ace Hardware store. Whether you need help with your paint project, everyday home repairs, advice on the best bird feed, or keeping your house warm this winter, now is the time to go to Ace. They have rock star parking, so you can get in and out without any hassle. They also carry those primo brands that you're looking for, from DeWalt to Craftsman to Clark & Kensington to Weber. So, remember, visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware store, where it is just like going to your neighbors.
Hi, Joe Cotton here from Cotton's Ace Hardware on Tucson Ferry Road, a mile and a half west of 270. Please visit our store and let us help you with your project, or visit us online at acehardware.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Here's a great new way to go to your favorite restaurant and save money, too. You don't have to clip a coupon or know someone who works there either. It's called Save a Table, and here's how it works. Just go to saveatable.com, enter the zip code where you'd like to eat, the desired date, and number of people in your party. Save a Table will then display the restaurants in that zip code and a percentage off by going at that time. All you have to do is arrive at the restaurant 15 minutes ahead of your reserved time and show them the printout of your confirmation or on your phone. You and your party will be seated, and you'll save anywhere from 20 to 35%. It's that simple. Save a Table is a great way to reserve a table at some great local restaurants and save money at the same time. There are Save a Table restaurants in both Missouri and Illinois. Give it a try. Just go to saveatable.com and see for yourself. You'll save 20 to 35% at some great area restaurants. That's saveatable.com.
It's a sad reality that in St. Louis today, we are in the grips of a heroin epidemic. And it's not the 50-year-old lifelong drug addict that's addicted. We're seeing high school kids, we're seeing college kids from middle-class backgrounds getting hooked up and addicted to heroin. Where do you turn for help? ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. Because at ARCA, they use a drug called naltrexone and Vivitrol that was approved by the FDA back in the 80s. This drug was designed specifically to help with drug and alcohol dependency. It's non-addictive, and it blocks the cravings. The results are nothing short of amazing. At ARCA, now covered by most major insurance carriers, has inpatient and outpatient counseling that is designed specifically for the addict and to get you back up on your feet. To find out more, 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840 or ARCA Midwest.
Hi, this is Lori Heisey of Heisey Advisory Group. My husband Ken and I started our practice knowing that we could only be as successful as the families we work with, and nothing makes us happier than helping our clients. Call us now for a no-obligation consultation, and we can help you with a roadmap for your retirement. Call us at 314-909-1116. Our economy and our lives are changing all the time, and you should be sure that you're prepared for both. Our comprehensive approach is designed to give you the predictability and flexibility you need to help effectively protect your assets.
Call Heisey Advisory Group right now at 314-909-1116 for your no-obligation financial review. That's 314-909-1116. Or visit them at heiseadvisorygroup.com. Heisey Advisory Group, a simple path to financial security. Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
Okay, you ready? I'm gonna let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't go, don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in for Mizzou Monday on Wednesday. That's right. Mizzou Monday is on the air Wednesday from 6:30 to 9 p.m. live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, talk about the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Monday on Wednesday is brought to you by Ivanovich Vodka, award-winning vodka from the Netherlands, and the Big 550 KTR.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home.
Well, since we talked to him last, he may have personal bodyguards and security. I'm going to ask Mike to tell you a story that he shared with me this morning. It's unbelievable. He had a guy to his face today tell him he was going to kill him.
Really?
Told Mike Evans, I will kill you.
On the golf course?
No. No, wow. It's a great story. Mike Evans is in Southern California. He's brought to you by Annie Guns Restaurant.